good evening. Now, I suppose we'll talk on the subject of the transference of consciousness, the Himalaya yogic experience. So I ask, I interview, when I was Himalaya mountain, I interview Himalaya yogi, and I ask them how their experience of now this method of transpirated consciousness comes from Shakyamuni's teaching. It is not made by the Tibetan monk, and it passed through the Shakyamuni Buddha, and up to now the oral transmission lineage, and we do practicing in Tibetan tradition. Now, now, we have to do this kind of thing. What is the benefit? The transference of consciousness is this way. First of all, Buddhist point of view, the human life and the death is the equal important event. Our thing. There is no reason we something life is important, and that is something bad, unimportant. We should not think this way. Both are important. So we like to have happy life, joyful life, isn't it? The same thing, Himalaya yogi. They want, you know, happy death. You know? They don't like disastrous death, you know, disastrous death, you know, unhappy death, confused death. They don't like. However, those who are this life obtain enlightened experience, they don't need transparent consciousness. But those who are not receiving enlightened experience this life, it takes another life, they need of transparent consciousness. However, one have to be, you know, separate one's consciousness on the time of the death. But when the condition is overwhelming, and like disease, you know, condition of death can be, you know, bad disease or you know, wrong thinking, grasping, attachment, you know, so many disastrous way of dying things. So these conditions, before this condition come, and the perfect way to die, the yogi, practicing this, and they use this kind of, you know, method. You see, we seem we are stucking, sort of stucking, sense gravitation, you know, the attachment to the body. And there seems no way to out, you know, sort of, you can say karma, or you can say life force, or you can say whatever is reason. But those yogis who have, you know, training such a way and facilitate such a way to transpire their consciousness from this, you know, sense of gravitation body. Somehow they are free, you know, from the fear. Free from the, you know, disaster, the dying. So almost they feel they are the free whenever time need to transpire the consciousness, they can do it with the technical meditation. This is not just philosophical, talking. Many Tibetan, you know, monks or meditators, they do, when the time comes, they make that kind of, you know, they utilize this kind of method. And I heard the Tibetan, in 1959, Tibet was conquered by the China, and many older monks, they use this kind of, you know, the method, because they feel they no longer exercise sort of, you know, their religious faith. So that they, you know, they use this kind of energy, to be, you know, happily to live life. Those are true factors. And so, therefore, it is very useful to have that kind of experience. Now, reason why to know these kind of things in Western world, I feel that Western, you know, the environment sort of neglected that conscious ability, you know, to utilize and such way, and we are busy with the materialistic, you know, thing. So I feel it's a good thing to introduce that a human being has a power to eliminate disaster situation, you know, of life by eliminating fear and the fear of death, fear of life, and sense gravitation attachment. So when one can eliminate, one can do it. Because all of human beings has this, you know, capacity and the potential of Buddha or whatever you call it, existence. So one should not feel one is stuck in, you know, somewhere and cannot do anything, sort of. One should not feel that way. We are capable to be free from the, any situation of suffering and confusion. Now, it is important thing to recognize that all the resource of, you know, happy or miserable or fear or confusion, it comes from the consciousness, not the physical body. So to know the characteristic of one's one consciousness, and you can investigate. And this way, human being can free from the, you know, from the any fear. So you see, also we have specific time to choose the transpirit consciousness. We don't allow that unproper time. Otherwise, dangerous, you're killing yourself. So we have specific time and sort of check out the scientifically the signal of death before the actual death comes. There are signs external, internal. We have detailed explanation. So the when that these signs come, even if that sort of definite sign comes to be dead, we check out also if there are possibility to change that situation, you know, we know some extent, any circumstances we can change, like the energy shortage of the, you know, life is force and energy, so energy is need to you know. Reactivate in the nervous system, you know, we do have some kind of method, to extend the life and eliminate, you know, the death coming soon. And you use, I'm not going to detail that these, you know, we do have, I'm sort of introductory, you know. So these methods you utilize and at a certain point of reach, you know, the definitely, you know, signal to be there. Then that time you use. Then why use that one? There's anyway coming, you know, transpirit consciousness coming anyway, naturally. Why use that one? Because, the situation, if you have, you know, the unconscious disease, normally human beings, we die with a disease, isn't it? Some kind of sickness, even. So that before the, you know, heavy disease, unquote the situation, and are they using this, you know, method to transfer the consciousness. And this is the time we use. Otherwise, it's dangerous to killing oneself. One shouldn't do it without proper understanding of the signal and the sudden point reach, you know, and killing clear situation. Then use. The way to do, how to do this one. The basically, the confrontation and energy to put into the central right channel and stop the all the the energy wrong way going. We have all the technical detailed information. And for example, the wrong, the conscious going wrong way, like there are many doors we have, isn't it? We have door here, we have door here, we have door here, nose, mouth, and the navel, and the lower, and we have those kind of doors. And we have this detailed explanation. If the, when the different, the hole, and the different, effective rebuild. So the point is, you know, conscious bring from the, you know, the crown, and that is the best way to bring the door, you know, this door opened, you know, and the purpose is now, because you deliberately, you consciously, you know, with the mindfulness, you separate your consciousness from the body. And you have ability to choose next rebirth best way, selective way. And then, you know, continuously from the happiness to happiness, you know what I mean, you know? That is the main point. You see, one important thing, whether you are, you know, your life, you are a good person or a loving kindness person, or, but when the time, if you miss something, you understand? Your lifetime, you are a good person, loving kindness, but when the time, the other time, you are, you know, uncooked and, you know, somehow maybe die with anger, then you whole thing you destroy. That's why we call transparent consciousness, you know, super metal. Even human, you know, like man who did, you know, incredible negativity, you know, like Hitler, you know, maybe killed, you know, unbelievable, you know what I mean, human being and making kind of, you know, bad karma, but still. If he using, you know, time the death, perfect method, and he dying clean, clear mind, then all his negativity, he can say goodbye. That's why there is some kind of final destination to make, you know, clean, clear. That is the, you know, sort of insurance to have the next life is perfect. Be conscious. You know. Of course, before they do Himalayan people, before that they do transparent consciousness, they make preparation. You know, they. You know, practicing this, you know, and also preparation, not have any attachment, anything. You know, one single object, you know, you understand? Not having one single object to grasp on. So this is the most important thing. What make, you know, interfering, what make, you know, fearful is the grasping mind. If there are any object grasping attachment when the time you death, then that is the resource of confusion. And brings, you know, the better, you know, next life. Whether you call, you know, rebirth, or maybe Western people don't like to hear, you know, maybe to have rebirth, things like that. However, somehow, human being, I think you feel, you know, after the death, something happened, isn't it? You know, I think that is good enough. Whether you say rebirth existent or not, after the death, something is going on. If you feel from your heart, or if you feel intellectually, you know something, good enough. All the Tibetan traditions, many people who do that kind of thing, before they do their possession, whatever it is, they dispute and giving way and everything. They have no any object, you know, belongs to them, and then they, you know, die. Fantastic. I think those are for like me, you know, I was kind of young Tibetan monk who doesn't have experience, and when there was the old monk dying perfectly, and that helps for me, and somehow gives confidence. And of course we all have some kind of intellectual, you know, these things, but to see real things are, you know, you feel, you know, something maybe you can do, maybe, you know, that's very important. And also we have the explanation that transmuted conscious and to pure land. Now, pure land is, I hope you understand, pure land is Buddhist point of view. It's not in some place waiting for you, pure. You know. It's a pure mean. It's a reflection of your own pure thought. You know, your own, you know, pure, clean, clear mind. That is the, you can call, pure land or good place or whatever you call. Any, you know, manifestation or good or bad environment, it's the Buddhist point of view, it comes from the mind, you know, rather, you know, external, existent outside there. So normally, we do know, even though we like to project good things, but somehow, uncontrollably coming bad project, you know, and this thing, you check out. So the good thing is to be positive and to be happy is important thing. I'm not saying to project good things, you know, is not something you overestimate way, you know, can be good project with a realistic way on the other human being. It is important. The thing is, if you want to see such a way as a person, you want to see such a way it appears. You understand? You want to see other people is false, you know. You want something. You make decision somehow. Your mind, it appears that. So the good bad is really comes from the, you know, the vision, good bad, it comes from the rather from you than external object. We do have choice, our vision, our concept, we do have choice. We have also capacity to increase such view, whether positive or negative way. We have access. So what we have to choose with, we should choose good one. However, the energy normally coming out from the different holes, this thing. In order to bring energy and increase that life force energy, we have technical meditation to keep energy inside. And to bring, you know, this breathing movement energy to keep it inside. And this way, we can extend life. Because life is the breathing movement, you know, this breathing movement. We have calculation, 24 hours, how many breathing. I'm sure Western world should have. We have breathing, we have calculation. So that you can examine your breathing system, you know, so that this signal, by checking the breathing system, coming like sometimes strong coming from the right nostril, sometimes coming from the left nostril, and there are the signal if you are aware. Now, so those signals are definitely signal if you investigate, and thereby also, we have method to extend. And to change this, you know, rhythm of the breathing, this thing, through the meditation, we can do it. And also, transference consciousness, not only the concentration. When we training, we use also the force energy of the physical, you know, breathing movement. In order to transfer consciousness, you know, we use the force also. We do have breathing technical meditation. And also, when the training, this kind of meditation, the concentration is involving certain, you know, the chakra, or heart, or navel chakra, or these things we involve, and those chakras are the having, you know, such a point meditation, and it brings different realization and different experience. The Tibetan Buddhism expresses even, you know, the resource of physical, not only mental alone, you know, and we. Let's say, you know, they now, let's say this, science researching that, you know, pleasure or pain center or pleasure, you know, chemical. It lies similar. Tibetan Buddhism, Tantra explains also place there is, you know, blissful center, you know, happiness center. If we concentrate and that energy aggregate and produce, the much, you know, all the peaceful or blissful or the making condition, so the energize, you know, the mind to be experienced such thing. So for that reason, and when we you know, meditate the transpiratory consciousness. We use technical, you know, the all the point different chakra, and also produce the signal of the heat or many things result, you know, come out, digestion better, or there are many results, you know, when you are successful this practice of some transpiratory consciousness. And also, when you're successful, you feel you're no longer stuck with your sense of gravitation. Somewhere you feel you are beyond, somehow. You are beyond, maybe you feel beyond, mundane, life. I think we should develop our life. We should enjoy our life. But if the life is feel as somehow sort of bondage on the stacking and the excess to go also beyond that. And that is the capacity we should utilize our the skill. Of course, many people, they're scared death, because first of all, they feel death is a disaster, going to have difficulty and the suffering. And the second delay, some of the people, they think that after the death, a miserable life starts, something like that. They have such, projection. They make presumption death going to happen. Now, I think, in order to stop, that worry, even one cannot do, the transpiratory consciousness, but if one has, less of cherished thought, less, the attachment, for their own sense of body or position, and having loving kindness, utter. It is good enough. It is absolutely good enough. Good death and a way of the, not worry to be, bad rebirth. If one cannot do transpiratory consciousness. And also, the besides of the transference of one's consciousness from the body, also one's consciousness can go also another body. Somehow, really, the power of the meditation and the concentration is so powerful. You can move object. I'm sure. Those things. Through the meditation, concentration, you can heat object. and you can move object. And this thing you know, that the power of mind. However, now, the power of your mind, you can eliminate your emotion, you know, emotional disturb, you know. You can eliminate, power of your, you know, mind, you can eliminate your attachment, your confusion, eliminate. You know, that is the main point. That is the main point. To practice it. So you can change your mind. In other words, you can change your mind from the you know, miserable to the happy. You can change. You know, the thing is question. Truly you want it or you don't want. Truly you seeking or not. Now, some extent, if you are truly seeking within you, you know that intuitively, you know, somehow you can do something. That is the power of the, you know, human consciousness. So you should not make limitation judge on yourself. You see, all of us, we do have good thought. We do have positive thought. It can be developed limitlessly. That is the beauty of human consciousness. The potentially, you know, can develop limitlessly. Some extent we do have loving kindness. So this small loving kindness, we can develop the infinite and the great. The nature of loving kindness itself is the, you know, peaceful and the happy. The self-cherished thought is the nature of self-cherished thought itself. The attachment itself is the reacting miserable and the confusion. So to be easygoing life, to be happiness life, one have to be willing to correct oneself, one's attitude, and somehow you have to put effort, you know, the something you can do it. You should have sort of encouragement. Weak mind, then eliminate all the potentiality. Reason why we are sort of, we feel we are cold, because we so attach our body. We identify almost our body is the me, but true fact, you know, that your body is not you. Your bone is not you. The real essence of human being is the consciousness. It doesn't got form and a color. That is the materialistic attitude. That thinking, you know, I'm the body. I'm the body. You know. That is the fundamental wrong thinking. Thinking that I'm this body. So my body is some kind of nice, I'm nice. My body is raggy, I'm raggy. That decided my body is happy, I'm happy. That's wrong attitude. Your body can be, you know, cut piece of, your mind can be blissful and can call it peaceful. It's possible. That is the point. The sick body, but the mind can be completely radiant and blissful. It's possible. So one should not have such concept, you know, I'm in this body. That's my point. You know. Western people cannot, you know, understand the different characteristic of the consciousness and the body, physical. One should distinctly understood. So that's why Western people difficult. There is a father life, you know, after the death. Because you believing that this is the me, you know. So I'm this is broke, this is burned out. How can where are you? The thing is, Buddhism is not saying that you are permanently existent, or you are going in next life as you have, like this way. You know. Buddhism talk about the rebirth is the consciousness taking, you know, the change of the body, taking another shape, you know, because you grasping anyway, isn't it? You're constantly grasping something. After you finish your this body relationship, you go and grasp something else. You know. That is the point you have, you know. Consciousness is taking another shape or life. You know, for that reason, Buddhism called rebirth. Not, you know, rebirth is like, you know, you going as it is next life. At this body. Even it seems in this life, we taking so many different bodies. Seems like, you know. Different manifestation, isn't it? Even this life. If you check out the detail in your experience or your body, how you know, all the different experience. So the basic understanding, the after the dying, their consciousness is continuing, and they carry your experience with you. If you understand this way, there's some relaxation come in your mind. You know, rather than, you know, the 20th century of life, I have to do everything, all trip of this life, you know, to make yourself all busy. All kind of trip, you know. In this earth, how many trips there you check out? You know, I want to this trip, I want this trip, this trip, otherwise, you know, I want to monkey trip, I want to chicken trip, I want to pig trip, I want to this, otherwise I have one life, you know. So don't need rush, you know. That's why, if you understand the power of consciousness, then you find a way to satisfy yourself. I think it's very important, you know, very important, all of us, to find some way to satisfy, to content one's life. It's very important. Rather than feeling empty life, you know, and a worthless life. One should feel one's life is the most precious thing than entire wealth, you know, of, you know, entire world. So the knowing the your own, the characteristic of your own consciousness is the way to bring peace within you. And the way to bring peace in the world. Now, because it becomes your own experience, peace is your own experience, not the outside peace. The beauty of peace, is it have to be experienced. With the peace also comes satisfying experience. And this have to be, you know, and they generate it. Since you have experience, then you can give them. Now, then we truly bring peace in the world. The first thing is, one has to bring peace within oneself. In order to bring the peace in the world or others. The opposite of peace is grasping. The grasping mind is the opposite of the peace. You can see oneself, and you can see outside world too. The all destructive it comes from the grasping, you know, grasping. I think maybe instead of I talking, maybe we give a better question answer, I think. Good idea, I think. Right? I think so, yeah.
While we're waiting for the questions to be collected up, can I just tell everybody again that we do have a new centre in London, and that for those of you who would be interested in hearing further teachings on Poa, or taking an introductory meditation course, or just learning more about anything of the aspects of Buddhism, if you can find a piece of paper, perhaps the half of the person next to you's piece of paper that they haven't used to send up a question, could you write your name and address on it and leave it with one of the ushers on your way out? And this centre, incidentally, we do have a resident Geshe. Geshe is Tibetan, really. The equivalent is doctor. And to get your Geshe degree, you study for 20 years. And Geshe Wangchen, who's with us here this evening, is from the same school as from the Serajay University of Lama, Geshe, and is studied in all of the same traditions. The first question, Lama, is,
yeah.
It says, what would should one do in an accident, i.e. a sudden death? Is that just me or Lama? Oh dear.
What was it?
The lady is having difficulty in hearing us.
I'm sorry, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shall I just repeat the question for you then? The question was, what should one do in the event of a sudden death, an accident, for example?
I think difficult to say, you know, depend time and space, isn't it? If there is no time, space to set up mind, then just let go. You know, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You know, anyway, if there is a time space, you know that accident is coming, is going, then you can set up your mind such way, instead of, you know, fearful thinking, your mind is concentrated such way, or you have time to transfer it to your consciousness, you can do it. Depend space time. Okay? Understand or no? Not sure. Understand or not? Who give this question or certify? Alright, okay. Yeah.
The next question, Lama, is what if one dies unconscious or, as often happens in the West, heavily drugged or sedated in hospital?
What happened? What?
What happens if one dies unconscious, as often happens in the West, for example, after an accident, and you might be in great pain, and they give you drugs to alleviate that pain?
Yeah.
So what can one do if one has a lot of drugs and one is unconscious?
Yeah. So, unconscious is let go. You can't change. That's all. Isn't it? Or unless this unconscious situation, by giving drugs, you can change. But you cannot communicate, isn't it? The intellectual, there's out of intellectual system. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lama, could you please describe consciousness? And do you distinguish between ego consciousness and the unconscious?
Ego consciousness, then what?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question.
What say ego consciousness? Then
ego consciousness and the unconscious.
I think you understood, yeah. First of all, as I said before, the consciousness is the clarity, energy. And taking reflection of all existence. Even though it hasn't got the form and the color. Now, the question is, the ego consciousness. Ego consciousness is still consciousness. But ego consciousness have to be vanished. You know? Buddhist point of view, the ego consciousness is negative. You know what I mean, you know? It is a negative aspect, energy. It is consciousness. Have to be slowly to be vanished. But the consciousness you don't need. Consciousness is a continuous from the life to life. In other words, the conscious it means general name. But then instant conscious can be positive consciousness or negative consciousness. Okay? The positive consciousness continues, but you don't need to vanish. But negative, you know, ego aspect consciousness, we have to be vanished. Because the Buddhist point of view, the ego consciousness has no good reputation. You know? And the ego consciousness is the resource of the, you know, conflicting, and the confusion. So the ego has to be vanished. Should be abandoned. Okay? Yeah. Then?
How can we help someone who is dying, who has no knowledge of Dharma, to make it easier for them?
How
can we help someone who is dying but has had no contact with the Dharma?
Well, if you are sensible, if you know the dying people have some kind of, you know, history of, you know, his own lifestyle and history of his own religion or what is his faith or something, you know, you can bring that experience, whatever his, you know, belief, whatever his experience. This is the way to help for the dead people. Okay, however, whether he is religious or non-religious, to bring, you know, tranquility, peaceful environment, rather than you make them angry and agitated. Live alone. Don't show you die, I'm painful, you know. One shouldn't show. Let go him, you know, with happiness. You know. Give alone, live alone. That's very important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you say something about the transference of consciousness which takes place at birth, if it does? And how can we assist the one being born in this process?
Can you repeat it?
Yes. Could you say something about the transference of consciousness which takes place at birth, mm-hmm. if it does? And can we assist the one being born?
Can we
help the person being born?
Yeah. Can we help?
Yes. The question is really, what happens, where is the consciousness at birth, and how can we assist the transference of consciousness to the new life?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That you can choose. You have choice. Somehow. And you think about that, you know, kind of, you know, vision or concepts of, you know, such perfect, you know, or the view. And that continues that, you know, you are, you know, or viewing, it leads that kind of situation. Am I making sense or no? Yeah? And however, now, this way. First of all, one should understand the conscious is, you know, actually, conscious, you can say, it has never died, never rebirth. It is continuous anyway, isn't it? But we call dead, rebirth. It's just artificial. It's just momentary, relatively, just change shape, you know. It's like, you know, some kind of, you know, dance place, you know, people change behavior, you know, sometimes coming he looks like, you know, strange, sometimes coming he's, you know, different. It just change formulation, conventional form, you change. But the real, the mind, since you born up to now, continues, and since you died, and also continues. So that, in other words, you take your experience with you. Buddhist point of view, not only in this life's experience, you have countless lives, you know, sort of, you know, archetype experience. You are taking that with you. That is the we call, you know, what is the we call karma. And seeking, you know, as remember I said, because grasping something to have one is the nature of the ego. Ego can't exist without something grasping, without something grasping. So the after the death, this life, this connection of force of body, you know, separate, disappear, but still seeking something to hang on. You know, for that reason, okay, rebirth is come out. Mm-hmm. Because you grasp it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you are, as I said, if you are, you know, clean, liberated way of dying, then you never worry. You have choice to have perfect, you know, the happiness life, next life. You know. No worry about it. But if you are confused, you are, you know, time, you know, death time, you are confused. You are tremendous, you know, a fear. And then that makes, you know, different, you know, life. That time decided. Yeah? Right.
As bodhisattvas, should we allow the bodhicitta to choose our future rebirth? Or should we try and obtain liberation from cyclic existence altogether?
Can you repeat again?
Yes.
Sorry.
As bodhisattvas, should we allow the bodhicitta to choose our future rebirth? Or should we try to attain liberation from cyclic existence altogether?
I'm not clear.
Can you hear me there, Lama?
Yes, I can hear.
Is it going around the horn before it gets to you?
I can hear, but not exactly clear the meaning. You know.
As bodhisattvas, should we allow a bodhicitta to choose our future leader?
Yeah.
Or should we try to obtain liberation from psychic existence altogether?
What does that mean?
I think it's really perhaps the question of what is a bodhisattva, because perhaps a bodhisattva always tries to have the people.
Yeah, you repeat again. That's good. You go there, you repeat again. I think about it. Okay.
The question reads, as bodhisattvas, should we allow the bodhicitta to choose our future rebirth, or should we try to obtain liberation from cyclic existence altogether?
I think this question seems I can interpret it this way. Bodhisattva, in other words, bodhisattva, you see, the bodhisattva means who are more dedicated for others rather than they seeking themselves, you know, safety or liberation or happiness. For the duty of bodhisattva is completely dedicated for other people's, you know, happiness, to lead perfection. One should not concern one's own liberation. So therefore, I think, according to this question, if you are bodhisattva who are dying, what you pray is, you should pray to have, you know, bodhicitta realization next life, you know, rather than you quickly liberate yourself and go yourself somewhere, you know. And that is a little bit selfish attitude, isn't it? Still. That's all. I hope this is clear. Who give this question? You give question? It's clear for you? Alright. Anyway, to seek liberation oneself sometimes very much brings miserable and disappointment. You know what I mean? You know, to dedicate the other itself has, you know, giving time space. And so you are not suffocated. Sometimes the people who only are seeking liberation themselves and meditate and, you know, then they become uptight. You know? Alright. Okay. Yeah. Alright. Sure. Thank you.
Okay. The next question is, how much is love of individual people attachment? Does it prevent the state of mind necessary for the transference of consciousness?
Unfortunately, could you repeat again? I can see what I like to think about. Yeah.
Yes. How much is love of individual people attachment?
How much?
If we love an individual person, our wife or girlfriend, is that attachment, does that present us from having the state of mind which will enable us to transfer our consciousness?
Okay, I see. That is preventing.
Yes. Does it stop it? Is it an obstacle? Yes.
Well, it depends. Having human relationship is not necessarily to build up with, you know, attachment and the grasping. If you have that kind of relationship, yes, it is become obstacle to be free mind.
The next question is perhaps follows on from this one. Why is there such suffering in relationships between men and women these days? It goes on, what is the meaning of this, and what will help us face and live with this?
Well, it is simple, you know. This is 20th century. People are, you know, too much, you know, first of all, too much, you know, superstition. Too much free to have, you know, exercise ego, isn't it? Even a relationship, try, you know, too strong, too extreme. So result is, you know, result is bring conflict each other and dissatisfy each other. Because you build up, you know, superficial and truth still. I think so. That is my answer. Yeah. Too superficial, too extreme. You know, human relationship, it causes conflict. You know. You are not realistic. You know. You cannot make this glass and this flowers one. Isn't it? You know. And literally, you won't make, you know, this is to become one. You know. By expecting too much to make one, you know. Not possible. Isn't it? You cannot make two ego is one. In other words, you know, you give space time, you know, for another ego. So let go of that, you know. And also human being. You know, Buddhist point of view, all of human beings, we do have individualistic concept. Individualistic, you know, the element of individual mind. So that you should allow, you know, such freedom to be exercised. Even though it is your dear friend, you know, cannot be become one with you. Unless you both discover absolute truth. You know?
How can we keep our minds clear and happy with so much suffering around us? How can we keep our minds clear and happy with so much suffering around us?
Well, that is an excuse. That question is an excuse. Because saying is, I'm unhappy because, you know, I'm dissatisfied because so many people dissatisfied. That is not logical, you know. That you are the responsible, your satisfaction. You are the responsible, your happiness. You are the responsible, your miserable. That's too general, you know. Of course, you cannot be also chaotic, you know. Isn't it? You be sympathetic. But sympathetic mind for others is brings more satisfaction than miserable. I want you to understand. Some people misunderstood that, you know, some, you know, people, you know, how can it be I satisfied? There are so many people dissatisfied and hungry. That's the wrong thinking. If you are sympathetic, compassionate, love all these people, that brings more satisfaction. But our emotion, normally, you know, our emotion, you know, somebody is suffering emotional distress, is not really, you know, compassion. You know, my opinion, it's just emotion reacting, not understanding your situation. So the loving kindness is the understanding of situation, and this is to produce much joy, much, you know, happiness, rather than miserable. I think this wrong logical. Many people asking this kind of thing. I think it's not right thinking, not right thinking. But for example, you can say, how can you human being existent, peaceful, one peaceful mind in this world, since you know Middle East is going people killing and bloating, you know. My opinion, this question is a wrong question. Of course, we can say, you know, how can you be happy, you know, someplace are miserable things going on. You know what I mean, you know? Relatively, you can get this question. But, it's scientifically, that question is wrong. You know? You can be satisfied, you can be content, even though, you know, well, for example, Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, he renounced, you know, the samsara, you know, confused situation, and he achieved, you know, enlightened experience. That his own effort, his own great, you know, development, isn't it? Effort. But we are still, you know, limitation, compassion, you know, limitation, thinking, and so the complete individual. Individual. So you act for the peace, you get peace. You know? You and it will be miserable. Yeah? Pa, you end up with miserable. That does not mean you should not be sympathetic. I said, sympathetic for others brings you satisfied, brings you happy, not being miserable. Yeah.
You said that peace is the opposite of grasping. Would it be accurate to say that peace is being content with what occurs, just accepting pain or pleasure or whatever happens with patience and equilibrium? Is this what brings peace and security?
You repeat that again.
Yes. You said that peace is the opposite of grasping.
Yeah.
Would it be true to say that peace is really being content with everything that happens, whether it's good or bad, and just letting it, accepting it? Is that a good way of understanding what peace means?
Not sure that. If you accept it, depend which way you accept it. I like to know. You know, depend which way you accept it. If you have attitude, whatever is calm, calm. You know, like that, you know. You understand? I cannot do anything. You know. I think that's the wrong attitude. That is weak, you know. Because you say, you accept anything, whatever comes, you know. But it is wise. If you broke already your nose, you know. Already your cut, already, you know. Or it's already here, cut, you know. You know, situation is already there. So better accept, isn't it? Right? But decision making, you know, everything is, you know, whatever comes, I let go. That's wrong. Actually, you do have capacity to change situation. And you can direct such a way, whatever you want, you know. You have free will, you know, to change things. So therefore, you should have also discriminate wisdom that, you know, certain things, you know, whatever, you know, comes, I accept it, certain things I have to change. You know. I think so, because sometimes people are, you know, religious people, tension, too much believing that God give me, I have to accept everything. You know, my karma give me everything, whatever, you know, I cannot change. Okay? You know, today I'm hungry, I should accept my hunger. Recognize any kind of, you know, difficult thought come. We can deal that. We can change that. We can transform that energy. Oh. This is the capacity. This is the power of human being. That's why human being, we said, human being is so great. You know, which is the animals sometimes they cannot do, isn't it? You know, not that we make wealthy, you know. We make so much wealthy, therefore human being much better than animal. That's wrong. Sometimes animals are more rich than some human being. All right. Anyway, yeah.
Christ said, love thy neighbor. What does love mean to you? Jesus said, love thy neighbor. What does love mean to you?
Well, I think Jesus is very practical. Because we have idea. We should be less self-cherished. and we are dedicated for others, and we love for others. If you mean it, you know, if you are always angry around you people, you know, around your daily involving your people, you know, you make irritated, and you are, you know, uptight, and you have no love around you, then thinking, you know, say, I love for everybody in the world, you know. You understand? I dedicate everybody in the world to love, you know. Then somebody says, on Thursday, say, knocking, say, can I have one cup of water, you know. Then say, ow. So for that reason, I think it's very practical, you know. Loving kind of me, we have to start near us. We have to start from us, you know. You know? And you know, that's why sometimes I feel, you know, sometimes we have to first start love ourselves and make good judgment, good value of ourselves. Then from there, using your good quality, you know what I mean, you know, then you can slowly, you love others, you know, by your trade good thing. If you are angry, mean with you, for sure you're going angry with others. It's just scientific, you know, psychological, you know. So for that reason, be practical. You know, do love surround you. That is so practical. This is a very important, you know, actually question, you know. Like, you know, the companion, you know. Companion, the husband or, you know, wife or, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend. You know, if they cannot love each other, yet they have to spend life like this, you know, together. It's really a disaster. You know. Because you lose, also you lose faith each other. For some reason, you lose faith for the human being. So that you disrespect your own companion, you have very bad opinion yourself, your bad opinion your companion, then how can you have, you know, good opinion for others? Somehow, dignity of, you know, inside dignity lose. For that reason, actually, it is an important thing somewhere, you know, I mean, you are practicing loving kindness. It's better to start wherever you are, you know, very close, near you. And this way, you are realistic, you know. You cannot go every day in Africa, you know. And say, I love Africa people. I want to serve Africa people. So you cannot take breakfast to Africa people, isn't it? Better you take your breakfast to your husband or your wife. Well, all right.
This question says, must I honor my parents? Must I love and honor my parents? My parents,
yes.
My mother and father,
yes.
Must I love them and respect
yes.
them?
Yes.
I find this very difficult.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Buddhist point of view, that your parents actually take care of you since here, since you are here in mother's stomach, you know, and so many years. I think you think about, you know, if you think about that kind of, you know, kindness, then you have, you know, space, you know, to love them. That's all we think that way. Unless you are, you know, you don't have anything, you know, kindness to think about, you know. You never feel, you know, parents kindness, you know, to your life. I think that's wrong. You must be, you know, first of all, you said you have your parents, you know, isn't it? So that there must be certain period they take care of you. They dare you. Or in other words, you look at now there are many parents now, Mormon parents, you look at how they take care of their children. Unbelievable. You know. For me, when I see, you know, parents how, you know, 24 hours how to take care of these children, wow, I feel I'm a salvation monk, you know. It's true. It is true, you know. You know, I can hear unbelievable. Mama has no good sleep, even, you know. So many. It's not one day, it's not 2 days. It's months, years, you know. I mean, that is too much. You know. Yeah. So, for that reason, and I think, you know, you think about, you know, if you think about something positively, you can find something kindness they did for you. If you think about only negative, you know, that's what I say. If you project the negative, it appears everything is negative. Whole world becomes negative for you. Or, first of all, those people are, you know, very peculiar people anyway. This kind of people is very peculiar people, you know. And look, this way, you know, they have parents who take care so much love, they did. But those are they hate, you know. But then they choose some sentimental friend from the street, you know. And they say, this is the kind. Can you imagine? 2-3 days, friend you choose from the street, yes? Girlfriend, boyfriend you choose? That is the kani. But years, take care, you know, which is really tight linked karmically, that is not care. I think scientifically they are wrong, what I'm saying. Moment you have attraction, you choose some people say, oh, I loved him. And then they touch you, maybe, oh, they love me, yes. You understand? But your parents give you 1 year, you know, many years like this, take care there, that you reject. Unreasonable. They are, you know, psychologically sick, and also, you know, scientifically wrong. Unfortunately. Yes. Then, that is dangerous, you know. Not understanding of your own life, you know. And it can be dangerous. There is no, you know, then, you know, you start loving kindness in this earth, you know. Quite dangerous. That's all. Anyway, with Buddhist point of view, your life, any kind of pleasure, you know, any kind of pleasure you experience in your life, it comes from other people. It comes from other people. Oh, this cloth, my body is comes, you know, my body comes from my father, mother, yes? And my cloth comes from some people else, somebody else made. My food, it comes from other people effort, you know. So that every pleasure, it comes from other people. So therefore, other people is the most kind thing, you know. Any kind of pleasure you think about, it comes from other people. So, for that reason, you should dedicate for others. Yeah.
Is the transference of consciousness out of one's body, is the transference of consciousness from one's body something that anybody here could learn as a specific technique, or is it something that you have to go away and practice meditation all of your life to achieve?
I think if one should learn this kind of, you know, everybody should go in the cave, you know. No, I'm joking. Everybody can learn. It's really very easy thing. And this kind of training is not only something, you know, meditation. It has this scientific explanation, you know, scientific explanation. It is somehow also physical force, you know, we utilize. So therefore, it's very understandable, and everybody can use. Yes, but better tonight we not use transparent consciousness. You know, better tonight we enjoy our life, isn't it? I think so. Yeah.
What are you doing, Lama, when you finger your beads or use your mala?
No.
The question is.
What am I doing?
What are you doing? Yes.
I'm wandering.
You're?
Wandering.
Wandering.
Yes.
Do we have to eliminate the ego completely, or is it more a question of freeing ourselves from the ego?
You mean you have to completely vanish ourselves?
Yes.
Wow. Then, if you are completely vanished, then what is purpose? You know, first place, you are not existing, then what? You know, anyway. You know, when first of all, the quality, you know, remember I say, human quality is a perfect, good one. So one cannot, you know, one should not vanish it. What vanished is, which brings you, you know, confusion, you know, which brings you agitation, that, you know, the source. You have to be vanished and eliminated. That's all. Don't think that the entire total myself is negative. Remember, that's wrong. Entire myself is totally negative, therefore it's completely vanished. That's the wrong attitude. The human being, remember, human being is the, you know, potentially Buddha or enlightened or whatever you call it. Human being is the, you know, the absolute quality of human being is the God or whatever you call it. You know. It's something very, you know, positive. Very positive. Very powerful. Yeah.
I have another question here, which perhaps I should have read out with the previous one.
Yeah.
What is the function of the beads that you hold?
Beads?
Yes, what do you use them for, apart from wandering?
I count how many negative thoughts I have, you know. One negative, two negative, two, three negative, three negative. One ego, two ego, three ego. That's how I count, you know. Myself, you know. Yeah. Of course, sometimes I count also mantra, too. Yeah.
Lama sometimes counts mantras.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the last question that I have here. Yes, it is the last question that I have here. If you choose your rebirth badly, would abortion be a happy release? And would this then be a negative action for the karma of the mother? If a mother has an abortion,
yes,
and the baby, the consciousness of the baby is has made a mistake, it does not want to be there, it's going to be a bad rebirth, is then the karma of the mother less bad?
Yeah. Well, I think also, I'm not sure. It is some kind of bad, yes. But still, not sure. Depend what kind of, you know, mother situation by accepting their child. It lead both, you know, miserable. Lead for both, you know, die. You know what I mean? You know? Then that is sensible. Otherwise, sensible. However, with the sexuality taught, you know, by having abortion, it's possible, it's kind of, you know, still with heavy karma. You know? But still, you know, heavy karma is something Oh, you can, you know, vanish it. You can change it. It's not something absolutely unchangeable character. You know, that is the beauty again. Any kind of negativity, energy, you can vanish it. One should not think, I did bad karma, therefore the rest of my life is black. You know what I mean, you know? And the rest of my life is disaster. What I mean, you know? Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. Your life, you did good things, bad things, and good, bad, if you sort of, you know, energy is equal, it's alright, isn't it? It's still energy, I tell you. It's energy. Every action, whatever you did, positively or negative, is still energy. So the how much, you know, it is strong, it is energy is strong. You know? That is effective. If it's a positive energy increase it, this automatically, you know, down. If it's too much negative energy increase it, positive has no power. Right? However, one increase it, one can vanish it. It's nature. It is nature. Natural thing. And also, negativity is the confusion. It's relative. It's changeable. Transitory. Oh, that is beauty, isn't it? Because it's celibacy. You know, it's celibacy. Doesn't matter what negative you created, you know, I think you have the potential to overcome. There's no need, I did something, you know, bad karma, bad action, so rest of my life it should be guilty. That's wrong thinking. That's wrong thinking. That means you're holding permanent, you know, isn't it? Permanent concept of the negativity. You know. There aren't any negativity, you know, permanently existed. Remember, Four Noble Truths are true suffering, isn't it? True suffering character is the transitory, isn't it? Impermanent. Remember Buddha said, you know, the true suffering, any kind of suffering situation is the, you know, transitory and impermanent. And it naturally is empty. Its nature is non-duality. But if you give, again, concept, oh yes, this suffering situation is the, you know, worst things my life I did. It is permanent. And I permanently have to suffer. I deserve. You know? Then you beat yourself, you know. That's wrong. You know? Of course, can be, yes. It is a dissolution, isn't it? But everything has solution. Every, you know, your action, negativity action has, you know, solution, you know, to be vanished. Therefore, one should not hold permanent concepts of, you know, negative, any negative. You know, that's the reason Buddhism, you know, the Buddha gives such a method. This life, you beginning spiritual path, and this life you getting the enlightenment. This life, one life. Oh, that shows that you have the, you know, the power or capacity to eliminate all the negativity energy, and to be free from the, all the you know, concept of ego or dualistic thought. You know, that reason one should be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Lama.
That is the last one?
That is the last one.
Right. Thank you. And sorry, tonight I to be all general, you know. But I think, you know, that's my opinion. I cannot give, you know, such detail, you know, technical meditation on this, you know, it's not so good, you know, here. But my wish is, My main point is, the reason I choose this subject is, somehow, Western mind need this kind of thing, understanding, you know. And I think that way, you know, you can do something in your life. And that's my main point, you know. You know, I don't mean you become great yogi or, you know, a great meditator. I don't care, you know. But somehow, you can do something in your life. You can do something with your mind, you know, and to keep your mind happiness in your life. I think that is main, you know, important effect on all of us. I think so. So wish all of us, you know, to be happy the rest of our life. Isn't it? To liberate from the miserable or situation, you know, and can deal any kind of situation what we have to deal in our life, the moment to moment. I think that's all. Thank you.